And when clients lose trust in you, they no longer are loyal to you and they will find somewhere else to go. So this is why it's so important to dial in your price per minute, your price per hour, and understand exactly what it is that you should be charging.
Hey, Slay. Hey, everyone. It's me, Jay, and I'm with my girl, Nina. And welcome back to the No Stylist Left Behind podcast. We have to give a big shout out to our sponsors at Oligo Professional. Nina, you want to know what's on my mind right now?
Yeah, of course.
Calora 10 is doing it for me, baby.
Listen, Calora 10 is it. Because, and I've been saying this, Calora 10 is so much more than just a color. It's more than just, and even Oligo Professional, so much more than a color brand, with incorporating so much business education, efficiency, ways for you to make more money, and even charge a premium for a Calora 10 service if you choose to do so. So there are many ways that you can make money with Calora 10, but the results are magical.
I have never experienced a 10-minute color with this much clarity. I am in love with the tonal expressions. I do want to give a tip to everyone out there really quick. One of the ways that I'm mastering honoring the 10-minute color for Calora 10 is applying it on damp hair. And this is unlike anything else on the market, that we deliver 100% white hair coverage within our 4 series. And you can break the base, you know, drop down a tone as a shadow root in 10 minutes on damp hair, and you will get exceptional 100% white hair blending and coverage. So it's like iconic. Damp hair makes you more efficient.
That's the tip. Let me find out. Listen, because I was like, I love doing like my glosses and all of that. Even I just love to do them. I like to just spray it down a little bit.
Yeah.
Make it a little damp. It just makes it so much easier. And you're right. It is so much better for efficiency. So Calora 10, if you haven't checked it out, oligoprofessional.com or oligopro.com, and have at it, because who doesn't want to shave up to 30 minutes off of their processing
time?
Let's
go.
Please and thanks. Okay.
And we do have a fun and exciting topic today for the podcast. And I think it's going to excite everyone, because I feel like we've all lived in this world, and we may be living in this world right now. And it's, why do we lose guests? Where do we lose guest relationships? And, you know, we're always evolving. And I want you, Nina, to kind of lead us into this conversation about where should we be focusing so we're not losing guests. And if we are losing guests, where can we pinpoint that?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's kind of like, when do you lose the client? And, you know, and I'm going to do a poll in our thing. Do you call them clients or do you call them guests? Right. I want to know. So make sure that you can take our little poll in our platform. So first, and you guys listen, because, you know, I talk about price a million times over. I'm going to just dive right into number one. But when we can lose guests, and quickly, if the price is inconsistent, right? So one time they come in, it's 100. Next time they come in, it's 150. Next time they come in, it's 90. Then they come back, it's 185. It's like the, what's the guy? 75, 105, blah, 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 right?
Yeah, they're at an auction house.
That's right. And so price inconsistency or value, inconsistent value. So if you follow my page, you always hear me talk about one of the top reasons why you lose a client, and that's price versus value. So what they pay has to be equal to or more than what they're receiving in value. And it has to be it has to be so consistent. If it's inconsistent, they're going to start to lose trust. And when clients lose trust in you, they no longer are loyal to you and they will find somewhere else to go. So This is why it's so important to dial in your price per minute, your price per hour, and understand exactly what it is that you should be charging. And if you want to go, literally go on my website, ninatullio.com, and you can watch my free pricing class, and it will get you all the way together. So number one, inconsistent price and inconsistent value. Here's the, let me drop this before we go into number two. You know, when you get so excited because you have a new guest and you're like, oh my God, Susan, it's so nice to meet you. Welcome to the salon. Come on over. You better keep that same energy 5, 10, 15 times later when you see Susan.
Oh, consistent. Yeah. Right?
Because the inconsistency of the value, it's like we go over the top when we see them for the first time. And then every time we see them after that, the value could get lower and lower and lower. We've got to keep that same energy. And it has to be genuine and authentic, right? We're not going to put on a show just to put on a show. But always be, I mean, listen, businesses grow when things are done consistently. And the same thing has to go with price and the same thing has to go with value. So that's that. Let's go into number two.
I'm revved up. Number one's got me late. Number two is limited engagement and follow-up. So we have had this conversation before, but we're going to dig a little bit deeper into it. And it's about what does that post-appointment follow-up look like? Are you doing it right now? And that's a question for all of you listening right now. Are you following up with your guest or clients after their amazing service? This is where I find there is a lack of follow through within building this relationship and building trust, right? Our whole thing is the communication and building trust within that. And if you fail to really follow up for the appointment with a thank you message, maybe a text, however your raving fans and guests want to be contacted, right? Handwritten notes. And I know you lean all the way into that. Live. Like, when's the last time you said, thank you? How was your hair? Do you love the products? We love that you are a client of our business, right? Thank you for choosing us. It's just that follow through. And I would take it a little bit further because maybe you're a salon team out there and you have a front desk. I would say the stylist themselves, whoever's the provider, should be the one reaching out. So if you're a salon team, if you can build that into your system, just to allow more transparency and like loyalty is, if Nina, you're going to be doing my hair, I don't want to hear from the front desk. I want to hear from you. Even if it's a quick little text or a quick little like conversation and you get my voicemail, just you checking in on me because I trust you, then I now respect and love the business, right? And that goes to solo entrepreneurs, like reach out to those amazing guests that are showing up. And with that, you'll be able to build this relationship where you feel more comfortable upselling, sharing new product, new innovation that you're investing in within your business. And your clients will also reciprocate that energy.
Boom. Absolutely. And even taking it a step further, because I think it's so important to extend that, you know, when they leave, we send the text, thank you so much. We send them a thank you card, whatever that looks like for you. We love that. But then what? How are you communicating in between their appointments?
Yes.
Right. So especially like if we have Jenny, she comes in one time, we lay it on thick. We send the text, we send the email. Hi, thank you. Oh my God, we love you. You know, what can we do better? How can we better serve you? But then she's not coming back for 12 weeks and we have no touch point. So you should be following up with them through email marketing campaigns, whether it's through education, through tutorials, letting them know what's going on in the salon. Maybe you have a product that you're highlighting this month, or maybe you started doing extensions. Like, keep in contact with them because you need to stay in front of them all the time, especially if you're doing a lot of lived-in looks and you're seeing them less and less through the year.
And that's absolutely happening right now, right? That ombre, longer appointment reservation times are happening right now. So it's your job to make sure your guest never forgets who you are. So show up for you and your business and for them with value, right? With value, of course.
Absolutely. And then number three, we're going to go deep into communication. So communication issues and lack of building of the relationship. If I hear someone say, one more time, that this business is not built on relationships, I'm going to throw my phone out the mother effing window.
Same.
Because I think we're forgetting that this business is built on solid foundations, which is the relationship. And people come to you because they trust you, and they don't trust you unless you build a relationship with them, and they don't stay with you unless you continue to nurture that relationship. So communication issues too. So that's a side, right? We've got to be clear in our communication and continue to nurture that relationship. But issues with communication, booking issues, phone issues, reaching you issues, like if they text you and you don't get back to them for a week, you know, and not that I'm saying you should be on call 24/7. You need to have boundaries in your business, but the communication of their first appointment, where do they park? Where's your parking lot? What can they expect? Like, be clear before people are even showing up. I think that's where we start to lose people sometimes, because they're like, oh my God, I'm not even here yet. And I don't even know where I'm going. I don't know what I'm doing. Like, especially if you have like park in the alley, like maybe there's a lot in the back. Well, do they know that? And now they've been driving around for 15 minutes frustrated trying to find a place to park. Like, these are the things that we have to think ahead of time. We want to make it so seamless for them, especially the new clients. And I think being clear in your communication and constantly nurturing that relationship is so essential, and telling them that you appreciate them, showing them that you appreciate them. And that's why it pisses me off too, with all of these like TikToks and Instagrams, like shaming clients. Like, why are we living in this space? I feel like we've come so far to really build credibility as an industry, right? Since COVID. And now we're going to go back and start shaming people, let alone shaming our own people. Now we're going to start shaming clients. So we have to be very, very conscious of what we're sharing, and we have to be very clear in our communication.
That's so good, Nina. I absolutely agree. There's also something that like sparked inside my mind as we're discussing this, and it's like failure to listen or just being distracted, right? Like within that, like not only the first, but a year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, right? We kind of can get lackluster with that relationship of what our clients' needs are, right? And assuming they're with you for 6 appointments, right? The same level of consultation needs to be had every single time, and giving them resource in a safe space to say, hey, you know, Jay, you gave me a little bit too much coverage in my highlights, right? And me going, oh, yes. What we can do today is add in some low lights, right? We're keeping that momentum going and that follow up and that follow through with our relationship. Also, what has me really excited right now is the consultation videos on TikTok, on Instagram. Mm-hmm. I really find that even our guests who are consuming this content are living for it. And I've been talking to some stylists that just do it so well. And I'm like, are you seeing follow through, right, off of your consultation videos? And the answer is yes, because they're showing that they care, that they're having a dialed in conversation, that they're hitting all the pain points of that specific guest, and they feel confident enough to come in and say, oh my gosh, you know what? Nina's iconic. She does the follow up, she does the follow through, and she gives a great consultation. I feel safe. So I really do. I'm getting inspired by this content that's happening. And if we have that awareness, everyone listening, if we have that awareness about what's going on and the tips and tricks that are available for you to remain amazing at the communication across the board, tips that Nina just said, and then also how you build that loyalty in the consultation forever, right? And not forgetting to skip that part if they're especially with you for 5 years. I've been there. Right, mix that 6 in. Judy's coming in, hon, for 18th time. Like, right? And not giving Judy that opportunity. So I absolutely agree.
Absolutely. And I think it's listening. Like, you hit it. I did a poll a few years ago on why clients leave their stylist. And one of the first, I think one of the top three was the stylist didn't listen. And the other one was that the stylist didn't offer new style, you know, new styles, new cuts, new colors, didn't offer anything new, that it was the same thing over and over. So they got bored. And so you have to listen. even though you are the expert, you still have to take into consideration what the client is saying to you. And yeah. I feel like the people who have high retention are really taking the time to listen to their clients, and they're taking the time to be very clear in how they deliver a message and how they are communicating with their clients, whether it be through text, through email. I think it's, oh my gosh, I can't even tell you the importance of communication and just the nurturing of that relationship. It just never stops. You know, yeah. I think we can all, and I've been there too, like we can all get kind of complacent a little bit where we're like, oh, Brenda's going to come in. We always know Brenda's going to be here. And then guess what? One day Brenda doesn't show up. And then we're like,
devastated.
Oh my God, Brenda's not here. What happened to Brenda? Oh my God, I haven't seen her. I wonder if she's mad at me. I'll go down a rabbit hole. I've lost days of sleep over this.
Same.
Over a Brenda for me. And, you know, I think it's important to reach out when you lose a Brenda or whoever you lose. I think it's important to reach out. I reached out through Facebook just because I knew that I could see if she read it.
Yeah.
You know, it made me feel better that way, but you can do a text, you can do an email, whatever feels good for you. And, you know, my Brenda was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. It's just been kind of crazy. I've been traveling. There's a lot going on at home with the kids. Don't worry. I'll be back in a few weeks. And sure enough, she was, but I lost sleep over that. And sometimes you may get feedback that you don't want to hear, but you need to hear. And it could be someone saying, hey, I love you, but this happened. Or I love you, but I wasn't a fan of that. And that's also great. Feedback is a gift.
It is.
We have to be open to listening to feedback. So we went through our three: pricing, consistent pricing, and consistent value. Making sure that you are following up and following through. And then communication, heavy focus on communication and building of relationships. And I think there are ways that, you know, if you think of these, maybe pick one. Like what's one area maybe that you think that you want to work on a little bit more that could be causing you to have a low retention in your business? Because if you're not keeping clients, your business is not growing.
Hey, let us have it. I'm revved up, ready to go, everyone. Thank you for being our listener. We're so grateful for you. Oh, I just want to hug every single one of you. Every single one
thank
of you
guys
for sending out
so
hugs.
Much. It's been almost 5 years. Thank you so much for showing up for us. Thank you for Thank you to Oligo Professional for showing up and being our sponsor. And listen, take our poll. If you learn anything from listening to us today, please know that it is okay to live in your truth and remember to always live your life out loud. See you next time.